This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package. The Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. confirming more than 1,000 new coronavirus fatalities yesterday, the first time in about a week. The U.S. has reported over 1,000 new deaths from COVID-19 in a day. There were more than 43,000 new cases reported yesterday. As people around the globe are hoping for a COVID-19 vaccine soon, the World Health Organization is warning a vaccine alone will not be enough to overcome coronavirus. WHO's European Director Hans Kluge.
We have to learn how to live with the virus. Governments have to take an active leadership role and the people to embrace the measures.
The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting this morning that applications for loans to buy homes are up by 28% over this time a year ago. Applications to refinance existing mortgages up by 40%, continuing near record low interest rates helping drive demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Kids in New York City are facing a change in their back-to-school plans, as we hear in this report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
ExxonMobil is considering possible job cuts in all of its operations around the globe. A spokesman for the energy giant saying today that officials are evaluating their operations on a country-by-country basis to see where staff cuts might make sense. Exxon, the latest major oil company to cut jobs during the historic collapse in fuel demand because of the coronavirus pandemic. 75 years ago today, September 2nd, 1945, World War II came to an official end, 6 years and a day after it began, as Japan formally surrendered. General Douglas MacArthur represented the Allies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay as the papers were signed.
I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, that's me, and you are who you are, and we're together having fun here as we continue to talk about the things that are important, that are life-changing for you. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And are you ready to tap into the strength to move forward? I'm reading the back of the book of our next guest. He writes, when faced with a life storm that whirls and spins in many directions, we try all means necessary to gain a sense of stability and control. This doesn't sound too foreign to us right now, right? In his new book, Survive the Day, Pastor Ben Young reveals that life is a continual journey of surrender and trusting God with the complexities, uncertainties, and trials of this life. You want to read that again? Okay. In the midst of all this, it is, you know, life is a continual journey of surrender and trusting God with the complexities, uncertainties, and trials of this life. Nowhere is to say trust in big government, right? There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Instead, Ben offers proven strategies for finding peace in the midst of dark days. In the book, you will find make life-changing choices, apply powerful principles to rise above adversity, thrive despite difficult circumstances. These are all based on practical experience, okay? And he cites this in this book. This is not some, you know, rah-rah, hey, feel good kind of thing, and I want to encourage you to do this sort of stuff as if this has never happened before. So regardless of the length or intensity of your personal hardship, this book will help you reclaim your life with power and purpose. Okay, you ready to do that? You ready to reclaim your life with power and purpose? Well, let's bring on Ben Young, writer and pastor at Second Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. He's also an adjunct professor at Houston Theological Seminary and author of several books, including Room for Doubt, Devotions for Dating Couples, and Why Mike's Not a Christian. Believe it or not, out there in Houston, he enjoys surfing and practicing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So, hey, we'll keep it calm and peacefully with Pastor Ben Young and talking about his book, Survive the Day, Thriving in the Midst of Life Storms. Pastor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, it's great to be here today.
Oh, I love what you've written here and the timing of this. I mean, who would have thought that this is going to be the anecdote for our current ills?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of interesting. When I started writing the book about 3 years ago, I had no idea that all of us would be in a major storm with COVID-19 and the upheaval in our country as well. So, yeah, I'm amazed at how this was accidentally prophetic potential.
Yes.
And so hopefully this book is going to help a lot of people who are seeking to survive the day in a certain way, in a way that brings God's power and grace into their lives.
Ben, as you started to dream and envision this book, as you say, 3 years ago, wow, I mean, you think about what we were going through 3 years ago. Things were rolling along. It was looking pretty good. Little did we think that within 3 years, a big shoe would drop, and then, as if that wasn't enough with this pandemic, let's talk about a racial pandemic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and obviously not just that, but the whole, you know, supposed Marxist potential takeover of our country is really the danger that I see. I think we're going to be able to heal and grow, heal that racial divide. But I am very concerned on this is a different topic about the Marxist socialistic ideas that are almost becoming mainstream in some part of our country. So it's we live in some perilous times.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, God specializes in perilous times. He really does.
Amen.
So when it's the darkest, God's light shines brightest. And I really believe that.
Yeah, because we get to see the glory of God and realize that it's not about us, and it's not us, that it's God himself. Because I know, Ben, I was with a group of men yesterday, and they seem so dejected, you know, in looking at the current state of affairs in our culture today. And they're going, Bill, how can we do this? And I said, only by the hand of God. And unless we turn to God and follow the prescription of 2 Chronicles 7:14, I know this has been something that has been, you know, related time and time again, but at some point, the rubber meets the road, and there has to be context. There's got to be application to what God has told us.
Yes, there has to be, and I think you're exactly right. And in the book, Survive the Day, one of the main things I talk about throughout this work is necessity of humility. I know 2 Chronicles talks about that, if we humble ourselves. So without humility, we cannot connect with God. Without humility, we can't grow with God. And without humility, we can't see God's power begin to work in our life. So humility is one of the things that's tough to define, but we know when we're there. And many times in a situation or in a crisis, like we all are right now with this COVID-19 and all the upheaval in our cities, we're our place. It's like our circumstances have already humbled us. And
yes,
when we're humbled, we're willing to listen.
And it might be a bit counterintuitive for people to think, you know, in chapter one, you talk about the challenge to move forward. I mean, right now we have God's frozen chosen. I mean, they're just so fearful about what's going on. They're not sure what to do. But, I think it's important that you, you know, right in the beginning, you're saying, hey, look it, you know, we live, in an environment that demands activity. I mean, smart activity, proper and righteous activity, but activity nonetheless. You just cannot just, you know, sit back and think that it's not going to happen to you, because we've seen in historic times where other nations and other people thought the same thing, and it was a very small minority of people, like Germany, for example. That's what comes immediately to mind. When they analyzed everything, they said roughly about 10% were Nazis, 90% of the people were well-meaning. And this just overwhelmed them because they thought, well, you know, I'm just going to go along to get along. And we have a little bit of that agency taking place here in America today. It is, you know, I think it's interesting, you know, and you mentioned it, that this Marxist idea and ideals are coming into the mainstream. But just because they're coming into the mainstream doesn't mean that they need to be fully embraced and accepted. I think that,
no.
You know, the president has challenged it and said, look, we're not a socialist nation. We will not be. So it's up to the culture itself to reject and spit this out, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And I live in Houston, and, you know, I've been connected with a lot of people in Venezuela. So a lot of Venezuelans have been in Houston. And my next-door neighbor was Venezuelan. In jiu-jitsu, I've been able to meet some people from Venezuela. And just to hear them talk, I mean, they're brand new to our country.
Right.
But to hear them say, all the stuff I'm hearing on the news, I've heard it before. All the slogans from the left and from the socialists, it's the same thing that was happening in Venezuela. And, you know, Venezuela is a nation that's been brought to their knees.
Exactly.
By incorporating these socialistic, really communistic principles into their country. It's destroyed millions of lives. And the same thing will happen in our country if we embrace this. And I know this is not the topic of our conversation.
Well, no, that's fine. But
I'm passionate about it just like you are. I really
am. No, because we're solution-based, and we know the solution lies in God. I mean, the people in Venezuela never thought in a million years here was one of the wealthiest countries on the planet doing so well, and within a short period of time, look how dark they are. And I don't blame them. And I hear the same thing. You know, people come here from Venezuela, and they go, "What are you doing?" They just cannot believe it. We've got more from Pastor Ben Young after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I hope you caught the pronoun we, okay? Like in We the People, which really commands our involvement. Not necessarily all about us. On one hand, certainly about all of us, being on deck. This is all hands on deck to get this country back on track. Our conversation with Ben Young, Pastor Ben Young, continues. He's the best-selling author, pastor, seminary professor. We're talking about his new book, Survive the Day, Thriving in the Midst of life storms. And I got to tell you, I love the idea of thriving. You know, some people right now are just fighting to survive. They just want to get, you know, let me just get through this. But, you know, God in his inimitable wisdom and his desire to not leave us in the same condition takes every advantage. I mean, we thought it was just the Democrats that wouldn't let any good crisis go to waste. But Almighty God takes every crisis and he uses it to its max. And where some people might think, oh, my God, you know, you're getting destroyed. You know, you're getting, you know, how are you going to be able to have God is doing his infinite work on us to demonstrate once again that he only is God Almighty, right?
I agree 100%. And, you know, when we're going through a crisis like we are right now, either we lean into God or we move away from God. And what I'm encouraging people to do in the book is to lean into God during this time of disappointment and uncertainty. And instead, Bill, somehow, some way, in God's providence and his timing, allow these adverse circumstances to actually make us stronger. Mm-hmm. I think about weight and resistance training. If people have to go to the gym and work out, that's how your muscles grow. That's how they get stronger, is you first have to break down. So right now, as a country and as a people, we're already broken down. So now how can God restore us and build us back up so we can thrive in the midst of this situation that we're all in?
Ben, what does leaning into God look like?
Leaning into God, first of all, looks like winning the morning. I think it was Tim Ferriss said, if you win the morning, you win the day. Mm-hmm. So the best thing you could do is find a morning ritual. Get up, make your bed, get some caffeine, some coffee, and a conversation with God. That is what you need to do. When things are chaotic and uncertain, you need to go back to the rules and the rhythm that God has established for us. And you've got to win the morning. And once you win the morning, you start stacking wins, then you'll see that momentum start happening in your life, Bill.
Maybe for some people say, well, you know, that sounds good, but, you know, I've never had that. I've never experienced a winning day. I've just kind of been surviving, getting by one day to the next. Well, you know, the general prescription is if you keep doing the same thing you've been doing, how do you expect anything different, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think too many people, we start off too grandiose. So the best thing to do is to have some bite-sized goals. There's a new book called Atomic Habits, and it's about the power of setting very small goals in your day. So when you wake up, for some people, just getting out of bed is a win. Mm-hmm. Making your bed is a win. Praying, simply reading the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that is a win. So start by having little wins in your day before you go to work, before you go to school, and that'll start to give you some momentum.
Yeah, I'm glad you broke it down like that, Ben, because I think sometimes, you know, when we enter times of a spiritual need, like where we are right now, we might try to be too hyper-spiritual, as opposed to just mm-hmm. having, like you and I were talking about earlier, just having a conversation with God. I mean, God can handle it. You know, God wants to hear from you. And, you know, yeah. In other readings of the Bible, we see where people try to get, you know, too super religious and too high and mighty. And that gets in the way. Our arrogance gets in the way. And it's something that God resents and resists.
Right. I agree with you. And I come from, you know, several of my books I've written have been on, in a sense, giving an intellectual defense for the Christian faith. But this book is nothing like that at all. This book is very practical. It's very down to earth. I try to break it down into simple steps, simple acts of obedience, so we can place ourselves in a position where we can receive God's empowerment. We can learn to surrender and learn to make it through a day in a way that, yes, over time, we'll begin to survive this particular crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even as you say, I mean, you really bring it down to a very practical sense, as you say, even with the first chapter, you know, like, hey, what about Bob? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think about, you know, my own, going through my own life storm 10, 12 years ago, where I found myself on the floor in my psychologist's office crying my eyes out. My life then exploded into a million pieces. And I'm so glad that not just that one counselor, but many counselors were able to give me advice and wisdom that allowed me to rebuild my life. So when I'm talking about surviving today, I'm not talking about it as someone who's just kind of out there esoterically talking about it. I've actually experienced it. This in the book, if you remember the old television commercial, I say, I'm not just the president of Hair Club for Men. I'm also a client.
Right.
So, and it's not the hair club, it's the pain club. And how do we get through the pain club, and how do we make it through the way that's going to honor God, and it's going to make us stronger at the end of the day.
And when you have gone through these little steps, maybe sometimes they might seem like they're huge steps, but when you get through them on the other side, suddenly the admonishment that the Apostle Paul gives us in terms of having done all to stand, you keep standing, right?
Yes, yeah, sure. And it's interesting, and it kind of happened by accident, speaking of Paul. As I finished this book, I started looking at the end of every chapter. I have three practical takeaways. So I give people a survival prayer and a survival action and a survival thought. So it really gets people moving. But as I started looking at it, almost all of my scripture came from the book of Philippians, and particularly Philippians chapter 4. So I draw heavily from the Pauline material because Paul was so open and honest about his own storms, his own struggles, and how by the grace of God and the power of God, he overcame them. So, it's a daily struggle. It's a daily grind. But again, you know, God meets us where we are. He meets us at our deepest point of need. So hopefully this book, through my experience and the experience of others who have been through some hellacious storms in their own life, people will have some principles and some wisdom that will help them out right where they are.
Exactly. And the cool thing about this experience, ladies and gentlemen, is that when we get on the other side of this, if you have followed some of the practical advice and counsel that, Pastor Ben has been giving us, like, for example, you know, note it, have a journal. You want to make a list in a notebook. I'm reading one of the pages, page 47 here in Failure Plus. You make a list in a notebook on your cell phone of three things you've tried to do that have not worked. Make another list of three things you've done that have helped you move forward and do those things today. I mean, sometimes we just need to have a review. Sometimes we're just so quick to live life that it's passing us by that we're really not, we're missing out on those meditative, life-changing moments that can reaffirm, you know, those good things that we want in our life, right?
Yes, exactly right. There's that balance between be still and know that I am God, and we are replenished, we're refilled in the morning, hopefully, or at lunch, and then out of that time of being still and being grounded in God's Word, then take action on what God has called you to do that specific day.
Bennett, the bottom line of all this is God wants us to know Him, doesn't He?
Yes.
And if we know Him better tomorrow than we did today, what's the promise? What's the hope in knowing God more?
God more is that we will receive strength and grace and encouragement in our own life, and in turn, we'll be able to encourage and strengthen others.
Well, get your hands on this book. This will encourage you in so many ways. Survive the Day, Thriving in the Midst of Life Storms. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Available at all the usual places. Best-selling author, pastor, seminary professor, Pastor Ben Young. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. God bless.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines. airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. adding 428,000 private sector jobs in August, according to the just-released ADP private payrolls report. It's a huge improvement over the 167,000 jobs created in July. However, it is still below what analysts had been predicting. The Labor Department will be out with its jobs report on Friday. Still no deal looks close when it comes to Democrats in the White House negotiating a new COVID-19 relief package. The Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says he's trying.
I'm prepared to sit down with the Speaker at any time to negotiate. I think the issue is not what is the top line. I think the issue is we need now support quickly. That's what's important to the American economy. And if we need to do more, we can come back.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. We're talking to Lou Euler, joins us now. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Unfortunately, here in California, with all the fires and the failure to provide adequate electricity has led to brownouts. But other than that, why the world is still heading in the right direction, I believe.
Well, hopefully. I mean, there's certain areas. I mean, of course, here on the West Coast, where I happen to be with you in California, the state, I don't know how much longer they can continue to, you know, get away with their failed policies, Lou. It's been a one-party state for a long time. I mean, if anything Democratic in terms of the Democratic Party and policies was going to work, it would have been demonstrated here in California. I don't have a highlight that I can point to, having been born and raised here and living in the last 11 years in Florida. You know, I come back because my kids are here to visit with them, and it's an abomination what the elder statesmen of this state have done to the Golden State.
No, you're absolutely right, and there's a Rescue California effort that's underway, so we'll get on with that as we try to make sure that the nation goes in the right direction in the next couple of months. You bet.
Well, before a nation goes in the right direction, individuals need to go in the right direction, and then it'll catch fire from local communities to regions to the state and then to the nation. But you and I are very optimistic. We remain hopeful for America's people, and especially in light of what we're seeing happen at the RNC convention. Lou, I am seeing a renewal and a revival of the old Republican Guard. Are you seeing the same thing, or am I just overanalyzing this?
No, you're absolutely right. And what we're getting is the common sense approach to the future of America. It's very simple and straightforward. Get order back in the streets, law and order, stop this nonsense, put the bad guys who are breaking the law in jail, and get back with the economic growth that the Tax Reform and Jobs Act of 17 produced for us. That's the future for America, and it's all just down basic American common sense.
Well, the people want to get back to work. I mean, they demonstrated this after the Biden-Obama regime. They were hampered, held back, probably more invited to participate in welfare and government subsistence than going out and fishing on their own and providing for their own families. The government was saying, no, you got to look to us. And now this former regime has doubled down with the likes of Bernie Sanders and AOC and their ilk to limit the liberties of American citizens. And I believe America is starting to see it for what it is. They're not interested in socialism.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this business of the Sanders direction of America is toward chaos. And if we need to, get back to order, religious freedom, practicing in your hometown, and get back to work. And the key thing is the Jobs Act and restoring order where people can get back to work. And the low unemployment rate that we achieved, we'll do it again, and we'll restore order across the map in America. That's the future, and that's what the choice. And we have to reach out to other people who may not be registered to vote and let them know those are the stakes, and they better register, they better be players.
And people of faith especially, Lou, I tell you, I'm on the church on this because, you know, the fact that only half of the people who attend church, you know, so-called Christians, you know, register to vote, only half. And of that half that register, only half, again, actually go out and vote. Those are the rough numbers that have been fairly consistent. We can't have that in today's America. You know, people of all shape, color, form, faith, they need to come out in record numbers and support the very liberty that is God-given that we have longed for. I mean, we have gone through an incredible amount of restriction here in this country, and we've given up liberty since, you know, about March of this year. It has been painful, but it's also been, hopefully, a lesson learned by those that are really, you know, kind of, you know, dancing around this idea of a socialist economy, a socialist society that empirically, time and time again, historically, you don't have to go back too far to see the devastation that socialism brings. It's full of empty promises, and time and again, nations have fallen into that trap and they have regretted it. We have, you know, people, immigrants from socialist countries who are now here in America, and they just cannot believe that they ran away from socialism only to see it raise its ugly head here in America, which only tells you that nothing is sacred. As President Ronald Reagan said, our democracy isn't something that passes in the bloodstream. It goes from one generation to the next. So it behooves the generation in place to make sure that that passes on to the next generation, the idea of freedom and liberty for all.
You bet. And the evangelicals have a responsibility to be heard, to get out, get working as we restore the order in the American economy. This is a key part of it. And what is really nifty is the opportunity here to restore order on the streets. And we see more of this activity all the time now, just chaos. And that is anti-American. We have to stop it and restore the order we know we need in order to get on as a Christian nation and as a thoughtful nation.
For the sake of all, Lou, I mean, this is what it comes down to. Going back to what you said earlier, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. Okay, look at what Joe Biden has done in almost 50 years of service to our country. I can't even give you 1, 2, 3 items other than he's served for a long time, and even as Vice President of the United States, I don't know of anything he can hang his hat on. And then we have a non-politician in the name of Donald Trump who, against all odds and resistance and the powers to be of Washington, D.C. and the deep state, has been able to revive our economy, given us numbers, some of the best numbers we've ever had historically. And so, you know, my money, when it comes down to Biden or Trump in terms of what somebody has done and what they will do, my money is on somebody who's been a proven performer. And the only one of those two that fits that bill is Donald J. Trump, is it not?
Absolutely. And just look at what Biden and Kamala have agreed to, and that is to reject this very effective change in the law on tax reform and Jobs Act. The lowest unemployment in the last 25 years, or 50 years actually, and this is what we need to return to. And again, I underscore it, it is common sense American day-to-day activity that we need to restore, and that's what we're hearing about from the right people today. And Trump has already said he's going to continue this, expand it, cut more taxes, whereas Biden has said he's going to reject it all. So the course is clear for what will help America the most. And so that's, let's just get it together and get going.
Well, in my humble opinion, he deserves a mandate. And in order to have that mandate, people need to come out in record numbers. Lou Euler has been with us, the president, founder of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, remind everybody where they can go to be in touch.
They can go to limittaxes.org, and we're launching our tax reform campaign across the nation, informing people from now until Election Day. You bet.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Yeah. now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Anthony Esselin with us, who translated the modern library edition of the Divine Comedy, an award-winning contributor to numerous periodicals, and he has taught at universities since 1987 and currently serves as professor of literature and writer-in-residence at Magdalen College of the Liberal Arts in New Hampshire. Anthony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk about your new book, Sex and the Unreal City. What are you telling us?
Well, the odd thing is that almost all of the big issues of our time, the neuralgic points of our time, have to do with sex, marriage, the raising and educating of children. Mm-hmm. And, my gosh, we can't even talk about reality anymore when it comes to these things. Yeah. You can't even notice.
Yeah, it's like what's real anymore, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's amazing to me. I mean, it's as if biology and physics simply vanishes. Mm-hmm. And just because I say so, a 5'6", 125-pound woman can go into combat and be the equivalent of men who outweigh her by 20 or 30 pounds. And I mean, it's insane. And I wonder why it is. I've wondered in the book why it is, or how we've come to this pass that it now becomes an offense against all right thinking, even to notice obvious things about reality that our parents and grandparents simply shrugged and took for granted.
Well, and the subtitle of your book is The Demolition of the Western Mind. Boy, that is really what's going on, because it's like we've disconnected, from our moral moorings and disconnected from truth altogether. We have allowed relative truth to take over in such a way that it has brought us into, as you write, an unreal society consciousness.
Yeah, I make the point in the book that mankind never really has a firm grip on reality. I mean, it's not as if we fallen creatures regularly and consistently live fully in what is real.
Mm-hmm.
But in our time, even to appeal to reality is a political offense. And it's not just that we don't see the fullness of reality. It's that we now have taken to living in an active lie, to live in something that is quite literally unreal. Right. So, for instance, and I don't even believe I mentioned this much in the book because this has all happened since the writing of the book a year ago. But the insanity of believing that simultaneously that there are no differences between man and woman, and that fellow over there is a woman in a man's body. The two things can't even make sense together, but. Mm-hmm. We've taken leave not only of our senses but of reason too.
And just that test, just that clear test, I think is quite profound, because if you can't tell the difference between a man and a woman, how can we further a conversation? Because your grip of reality, I mean, it's one thing to say, look, we all have maybe a different sense of reality and it runs the spectrum. But when you are on what some political scientists would call the lunatic fringe of that understanding of what reality is, wow, I'm not sure I want to get on the bus with you.
Yeah, well, now we are, the thing that I'm saying in the book is that this is in large part the city that we live in. It's an anti-city. It doesn't really provide communion among people, but it's a city that's committed more and more fully to what is not just imaginary, it's anti-real, unreal. Great works of the imagination bring us deeper into what's real. So, for instance, if you read Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, it's not just escapist literature, so you go from New Jersey to Middle Earth. Lord of the Rings will tell you more about New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Right? It grounds you more fully in what is truly human, what is real. We don't have that kind of commitment in our literature anymore, certainly not in the literature that's taught to kids in school. It's not meant to bring them more deeply into reality. It's meant to influence them politically, and that is largely a world of slogans and phantasms. It's a fantasy land, an evil fantasy land.
Mm-hmm. Anthony, as a professor of literature, I mean, you're around these kids and you see how their brains are responding, what their worldview has become. Is this what motivated you to write Sex in the Unreal City?
Well, I've been thinking about this a great long time. I mean, I've written many hundreds of articles over the last 17 years. And I thought that when the genesis of the book was I had written, aside from the articles I've just mentioned, I'd written a long time for Touchstone Magazine's website called Mere Comments. Touchstone is a journal of Orthodox Christianity, not just Catholic, but Catholic, Protestant, and Eastern Orthodox. And so I'd like to get these essays together before they all vanish. Mm-hmm. And the organizing topic came to be how we no longer live in a real world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to add a great lot of new material and to revise the old things. And the common thread was this this commitment to, evil fantasies. So the idols of our time, right? Not just gods that don't exist, but idols that make us hate what exists, try to substitute for it our empty imaginations.
Exactly. Is this, Professor, resultant of this, this yellow brick road journey of life without God?
Yeah, I think it is. Hmm. That's my last chapter, because in all of the books that I write, I don't just want to condemn what's there. I want to help people get hold of something better, get hold of something true. Mm-hmm. And so with the last chapter, I said, well, okay, I've talked about unreality in its various modes. Now let's get back to reality. And so the last chapter is a meditation upon the tenets of the Apostles' Creed, one right after the other, and how they bring us back to what's really true, what's real. Atheists might not like to hear it, but if God exists, then God is the most real. And to the extent that we fail even to apprehend that God is, and in some distant fashion who God is, mm-hmm. To that same extent, we're going to lose our grip on reality too. They can't be divorced from one another. An atheist might not like to hear that, but it follows inevitably from the existence of God. Mm-hmm. Of course, they would deny that, and I would say, okay, fine, you should deny that. Now show me where your society, in its denial, has grounded itself more fully in what is true and good and beautiful.
Exactly.
Show me these great works of beauty and goodness that you've produced. Where are they? Well, they're not there.
Yeah.
Show me your deeper and deeper commitment to truth. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Even to say in some of our schools, some of our colleges, to say there is such a thing as objective truth, that would be sufficient to keep you from getting hired there in the first place.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is a bit of a muse, isn't it? I mean, by these self-appointed high thinkers, they live in the realm of, I say, the theoretical. But when you ask those critical questions of, you know, give me the evidence of the value of your thoughts, they ring hollow, where we have, thousands of years of history, clear evidence of life with God and without God. The Bible says directly that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. So
yeah.
you take the fear of God, which they've muted, much to their much to their debilitation, and it's very costly, not only to them but the rest of humanity, because we are interconnected and we need them to be in operation for us to be better us. The book available at all the usual places, right, Anthony?
Yeah, at Amazon and the Ignatius Press website. Yeah, all the usual places.
Okay, and we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Anthony Esselin, Professor, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Great job on the book. And, I'll tell you, I enjoyed our time and the conversation here. Anytime we can, discuss critical thinking and the exercise thereof, I believe it's a value for all concerned. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.